The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld two divisive state laws on Thursday. One is Act 10, Governor Walker's landmark legislation passed in 2011. It weakened collective bargaining rights for most public workers and sparked the largest protest the state has seen. The court also upheld voter ID, the state law requiring people to show photo identification in order to vote. However, that law remains on hold because of challenges in federal court. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the rulings come about 3 months before Wisconsinites vote for governor.
Just minutes after Governor Walker declared the Wisconsin State Fair open for business, he commented on Thursday morning's state Supreme Court decisions. He says it's time for new conversations now that the legal fight over Act 10 is over.
Act 10 works. Our reforms work. It is a clear contrast between where we would do affirming that going forward, and if we elected somebody new who would chip away at that, would take us in the opposite direction where services would not be as good and where property taxes would be likely to go up.
Walker seemed to be referring to Democratic rival Mary Burke. Her campaign reaffirmed her support for collective bargaining rights. While the governor had a lot to smile about on Thursday, the NAACP expressed disappointment over the court's decision to uphold photo ID. James Hall is president.
NAACP Milwaukee Branch and others will continue to vigorously oppose every effort to keep people from exercising this most important right, the right to vote. We encourage all to make every effort to vote in the upcoming elections in August and November.
Hall added that it's tragic the decision came down 50 years after what's known as Freedom Summer. That's when activists registered as many African Americans as possible in Mississippi to vote. Thursday's court rulings likely mean different things to different people, according to Amber Wachowski. She's a political scientist at Marquette University.
The state is quite polarized when it comes to Walker. And so for Walker supporters, I think that the court's ruling do provide some validation. Likewise, on the other side, it gives some fire in the belly for those who are opposed to Walker and the number of pieces of legislation that has passed over the last 2 years.
Yet, Wachowski doesn't think the state Supreme Court decisions will prompt people to vote. She says what will drive them are partisanship and the economy. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.